Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Marion City Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. We talk with everybody this week, and crazy that May is almost done. But with that has mean better weather, and with that has meant some physical activity that you're going to talk about.
Exactly. Now is the best time to kind of venture forth and get outside and get our bodies moving during the winter time, or even when the weather has been kind of icky and cloudy and rainy. Lots of times our attention is not focused on physical activity. We have a tendency to kind of hibernate in our house, but I really want to encourage folks to get out and get up and start moving or doing other types of physical activity. Regular physical activity is important for both our physical health as well as our mental health. And no matter our size or shape or age, an active lifestyle throughout our lifespan is going to be one of the most important things we can do for our well-being. Physical activity is important because it strengthens our bones and muscles. It improves our heart health, gives us that increased range of motion and flexibility that we don't always think about, but is definitely needed for everything that we do in life. And it's going to protect us against certain health conditions like heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, obesity, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, and so much more. And then, as I mentioned, it improves our mental health and mood and helps to curb depression. It's super important that we get involved in physical activity. There are many types of exercise that we can do, and we want to encourage folks to be active in ways that suit our lifestyle, suit interests, and suit our health and our budget. So physical activity does not mean that I have to get a gym membership or I have to buy fancy weights or equipment. It can be just as simple as getting out and doing some walking, working in our garden. So lots of different activities we can take advantage of. There are four basic types of exercise. Aerobic activity is the exercise that's going to use our large muscle groups, and we kind of maintain that continuously. It's the exercise that we think about and getting our heart rate up and working. This would be things like walking or jogging, dancing, playing tennis or pickleball, which has become very popular, and then doing things like aerobic exercise or jazzercise or those types of things. Aerobic activity is important because it's going to improve the health of our heart and our lungs and our circulatory system, and this is super important in preventing many chronic diseases that we see, like our heart disease and our diabetes. And that aerobic activity also helps to build our stamina, which helps us there again doing a variety of things throughout our life. Strength training focuses on our muscles and our bones, makes them both stronger, and again helps us to perform daily activities and keep us away from those chronic diseases. Examples of strength training can be lifting or pushing free weights, pulling resistance band, and using any type of strength training equipment. And this is one where we talk about strength training and people think, oh, I don't have that equipment to do it. Exercise bands are very inexpensive. Instead of hand weights, you can use cans of vegetables. So there are different ways that we can substitute if we don't have the funds to go out and buy the equipment that we need. Stretching is also a key part of physical activity. It's going to help our bodies stay flexible and limber, helps our joints move more smoothly, gives us that freedom of motion that we're needing to do everyday tasks. And then it can help reduce muscle tension and pain, muscle soreness, and even low back pain. Here again, it's going to increase blood and nutrients to the muscles in our body, helps us with good posture, and can even reduce stress. And the biggest thing about stretching is flexibility is also going to help us to participate in other forms of physical activity. So all of these different types of physical activity work hand in hand. And then finally, balance exercises. These are recommended specifically for older Americans. especially those with balance issues. Balance exercises can help prevent falls, which is the most common form of injury-related death among adults age 65 and older. Falling is a cause of our broken hips and other injuries that often can lead to disability and our loss of independence. So balance exercises can help us build the muscle and focus on stability. And that can be something as simple as front and side leg raises, toe touches, arm reaches, and all of those types of activities. It is recommended that adults and seniors get about 150 minutes of exercise each week and do strength training a couple of days a week, up to 3 days a week. And keep in mind, when we're looking at exercise, we can do it as little as 10 minutes a day, or we can do it in segments of 20 minutes and so forth. But current studies have shown that just 10 minutes of physical activity has a huge impact on our bodies. So I don't want folks to feel overwhelmed, like you've got to set aside 30 minutes or an hour to do physical activity. Just being active 10 minutes a day, a couple times a day, is going to really improve where you're at. Obviously, the hardest part about exercising is starting. So start small, build your endurance up, start a couple days a week. If you've not been physically active, reach out to your doctor if you've got some concerns. And then just remind yourself, don't be too hard on yourself. If you meant to exercise one day and it just didn't happen, just pick up and start again the next day. And remember the benefit and the reason why you have chosen to do physical activities. Pick things that you enjoy. You're going to be more likely to complete your exercises. And then soon you'll see the benefits of the regular exercise with how you're feeling, again, both mentally and physically. We've got excellent programs, Stay Strong, Stay Healthy, and our Matter of Balance programs at the Meredithine District, which are great ways to work on balance as well as strength training. So if folks have any questions about becoming physically active, they can give me a call, 913-294-4306.
Sounds like a plan. Coming up tomorrow morning, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.